Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
We want to live better lives. We have to quit working, you know?
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Our best ever sponsor, XS Media Inc., creates premier websites, logos, and branding. Every real estate professional needs the right public image to represent their brand. Whether it's a website, logo, or other marketing materials, your online brand needs to be consistent. It is your virtual handshake and first impression. A successful web presence has proven to increase sales and brand awareness. And today, we've got an exclusive offer for you. To the first 10 best ever listeners who mention this ad, you'll receive a free 30-minute consultation. Visit xsmediainc.com today and tell them Joe sent you. That's X as in xylophone, S as in Sam, mediainc.com. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jeff Steinman. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on the show, and Jeff is joining us from St. Louis, Missouri. He is the host of the weekly show called The How to Quit Working Show, and he's the author of How to Quit Working, A Simple Plan to Leave Your Job for a Life of Freedom. So, believe it or not, his focus is on how to help people quit their jobs and start their business. Very consistent branding, my friend. And his company, like I said, is focused on that exclusively. And in 1993, here's something interesting. He bungee jumped, and since then, he has been completely terrified of heights. So, with that being said, Jeff, can you talk to the best ever listeners a little bit about your background? And we know what you're focused on, but maybe that a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, you know, in 1993, I did that bungee jump. That was right after I graduated high school, and I was beginning my college career, and it was boring as hell. I didn't enjoy not the bungee jump, the college. bungee jumping was not boring. It was terrifying. But I began my college career and, you know, set out having, I think I counted at one point, I had seven different majors at different times and ended up all in all taking me 13 years to get through college because I had no earthly idea what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I just kept studying different things and I couldn't get interested in anything because none of it had any meaning or any purpose. It was like, why the hell am I learning this? Doesn't make any sense to me, you know? So I struggled with that and just kind of went on and on and on with it for about 13 years, actually, to ultimately get my college degree. But fortunately, I wasn't like unemployed the whole time. It was the late 90s, and I was, because it was the late 90s and we had the tech boom going on, you know, anybody could just kind of read a Visual Basic book and then go get a pretty good paying job in technology. So that's exactly what I did. I read a couple books on programming. I had no education or anything like that. But I ended up parlaying that into a pretty successful career in technology and moved up the ladder and eventually ended up managing large technology programs for one of the largest banks in the country. And the company that I worked for had been acquired a couple of times. And what I found was that each time that the company was acquired, it got larger and larger and larger. And if, you know, you've opened a newspaper or had your eyes open in the U.S. in the past 10 years, you probably know what institutions I'm talking about. But, you know, it just became more and more bureaucratic and it became less and less enjoyable. And I'd always had this desire to go out on my own and become an entrepreneur. And when the bureaucracy piled up and things kept getting less and less enjoyable and more heavy and more just difficult to deal with on a day-to-day basis, like, you know, like when you don't enjoy a job and it's kind of sucking the life out of you, you can kind of push that under the rug for a while. You know, you can make the best of it for a while, but there comes a point where you just can't do that anymore. So the great thing about that journey is it forced me to finally explore other options and figure out other things to do. And one of the things that I began doing on the side was investing in real estate. And I hadn't done a ton by the time that I finally quit my job, but I'd done a little bit. And it really kind of gave me a foundation upon which to base. It gave me a little bit of financial footing, and it gave me some different options. It certainly didn't support me at that point. Real estate still doesn't fully financially support me. But, you know, so I'm really fortunate for having discovered real estate early on. But what I ended up doing was in April of 2012, I left that job to start a business and marketing consulting firm. And a year later, I started kind of trying to look at figuring out, well, what do I really want? You know, what's my real passion in this world? And it's really about helping people to live a better life. And the thing that I discovered we have to do, if we want to live better lives and we want to quit being, walking around this world being statistically overall really miserable people, we have to quit working, you know? We have to quit doing so much crap that we don't want to do, and we have to do a lot more of the stuff that we really truly want to do and the things that we really enjoy doing. And that's what I call living. Living is doing all the things that we love doing, and that's what How to Quit Working is about. It's about helping you to live more.
You started with some real estate stuff, and then you also had your marketing consulting firm. What real estate have you invested in?
Rental. So my strategy is acquiring rental properties. So, and the beautiful thing is that I had acquired a building that is a 4-unit building that I was able to move into one of the units and still have, for the most part, positive cash flow. So I still live here because I actually really love the financial flexibility that it gives me. But and I also did some hard money lending and invested in a friend of mine's flips and was able to make a decent amount of money that way. I was able to make money by only having to write checks and then cash the checks that he gave me back. It was really the best money I ever made in my entire life. Now, I realize that's money that you have to have money in order to in order to make that money. But that was certainly a lot of fun.
I'm sure whenever you talk to people and they ask you what you do and you say, I'm the host of How to Quit Working show, and like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How do you, and you're, by the way, in my mind right now, we're in an elevator. We're in an elevator and I meet you, and you mention that, and I ask, how do you quit working? What's the simple plan to leave your job for a life of freedom? Because in my mind, you also told me about your book, in this elevator ride.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Yeah. Well, what I say to that is the first thing you have to do is you have to figure out what the value is that the world is looking for from you. What do people already look for help from you on? What do they ask for your help with? And then you have to start talking about that thing a lot and learning how you can turn that into a business. And that is the simplest and fastest way to quit working.
What is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Well, my best advice ever for real estate investors is no different than the advice that I would give to anybody who wants to start a business. And that is that you just have to do it. You just have to, you have to put the fear aside and you have to go out there and do it. And fear is just the number one thing that stops people from doing anything worthwhile in life. Fear is what stops them. And you just got to put that aside.
I'm currently reading Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. And he talks about the different emotions, 10 different emotions that we have, and fear being one of them, and what to do about that. And he mentions that when we feel fearful, it's really an action signal that tells us we need to be prepared. What do you think about that?
I think that's great advice. And it's funny you mentioned that book, because that was one of the first self-development books I ever read. I had it on CD and I listened to it in my car as I was driving to and from my job. And without it, I don't know where I would be right now. But I would say that. And another piece of advice that I've heard that I really enjoy, and I think it dovetails off of what Tony is saying there, which is when you're afraid, sometimes that's a signal that might be the right place to go. If you're afraid, that means that it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. It's pushing you outside of your comfort zone, and that just might be the thing you need to do.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Our best ever sponsor, XS Media Inc., creates premier websites, logos, and branding. Whether it's a website, logo, or other marketing materials, your online brand needs to be consistent. To the first 10 best ever listeners who mention this ad, you'll receive a free 30-minute consultation. Visit xsmediainc.com today and tell them Joe sent you. That's X as in xylophone, S as in Sam, mediainc.com.
All right, Jeff, best ever book you've read?
That's tough, but I got to say The E-Myth by Michael Gerber.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
I would say probably when I was reading The 4-Hour Workweek, I did the exercise that he has in the front, and the exercise was to write out what is the worst thing that would happen if you actually quit your job and pursued your dream. And I wrote that out, and I discovered that it's not really the end of the world.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Meditation every day.
Best ever business deal you've done?
Investing in my friend's flips. Easiest money I've ever made.
Does it make you want to do that more from a firsthand standpoint, or do you want to continue to be passive?
No, I mean, I have a lot of passion for that area, so I'll do some of that myself for sure. But I think the beauty of it is when I can do it when the project is right for me, and when I just need cash, I can invest in other people. That's a brilliant. I love that. I just absolutely love that model. Getting to do what I want and still getting money.
What's the best ever project you're most excited about right now?
How to Quit Working Homes. Brand new project we're working on. There isn't really even a website for it yet. But what we're going to be doing is in this world, unfortunately, we go out and you have to either buy a house and get this gigantic mortgage that ties you down and keeps you forced to work a job and forced to make money. Or you go rent and you just throw away your money, give it to the landlord and make him or her rich. Well, I want to bring an alternative to the world. And that's what the How to Quit Working Home is. The How to Quit Working Home is a home that has a built-in rental unit. It is soundproofed. It is fully under management. And we're going to sell you the entire thing. So you go in there, you're going to buy a piece of property that you can live in, that is finished beautifully, that is has all of the modern, environmentally friendly amenities that buyers want these days. But the great thing is there's already going to be a tenant in it, pre-screened, whose rent is going to cover 75 to 125% of the mortgage.
Best ever quote.
By Zig Ziglar. If you keep on doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep on getting what you've been getting.
How have you applied that in your career?
Well, I think when you get stuck and you start to feel like, you know, things aren't going well, you got to step back and say, okay, what am I doing? You know, like, how can I change up what I'm doing? Because what I'm doing is getting me more of what I don't want.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business, whether it's real estate or, you know, with your marketing consulting firm?
Thinking too much and overanalyzing everything and not just going with my gut. I've learned that if I just shut my mouth and shut my brain and just relax for a second, and it's literally a second, the answer is right there. The right answer is right there.
Jeff, what's the best ever place to reach you?
HowToQuitWorking.com, and also feel free to shoot me an email, Jeff@HowToQuitWorking.com.
Jeff, thank you for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. You've got a unique story in how you got to where you're at with, you know, 13 years through college. Couldn't figure out why the heck you're learning some of this obscure stuff in geometry. And you know, then it sounds like, you know, that was kind of a foreshadowing for what your professional career in the quote unquote real world would look like. And then it's a matter of, okay, now I'm wanting to pursue stuff that I actually care about. And the piece of advice that really stands out to me that you mentioned is, you know, what your whole marketing consulting firm's about, and that is how to help people quit working, and specifically your advice on learn or identify what people already ask you to help them with, and then figure out a way to monetize that. I mean, that I think that's ingenious, and it's so simple, but it's so so rich in insight. And I think that, you know, ultimately the things that people ask us for their help on is probably something we enjoy doing because we're so darn good at it. We're an expert in that area. And so it's, how do we monetize that? I just absolutely love that advice. And, you know, also whenever you were mentioning your real estate background and how you live in one side, rent out the others. We've had guests on the show that, you know, that strategy has worked effectively. And I personally think that is the number one strategy for getting started in real estate, period. I think that's the best strategy to own if you want to be a landlord. You know, live in one side, rent out the others, live rent free, or for the most part, live rent free, where you're paying just a little bit out of pocket. And that frees you up with so much flexibility. So thank you so much, Jeff, for being on the show, sharing your advice, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. I had a great time, and I look forward to talking to you.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.